感谢兄弟姐妹们，今天特别高兴。说实在，也向兄弟姐妹说了，我是来自福建，在很多就是信基督的家庭中长大，也是经常跟父母去教堂。
I came from Fujian, grew up in a Christian family, went to church with my parents when I was small.
但是我对以前来说，我很反感来教堂，我觉得，哎，你今天要不要来？不想去，不想去，就很厌倦来教堂的生活。
I used to feel quite bored when go to church. When someone asked me, "Do you want to go to church?" I said, "No, I don't want to."
我妈妈是一个很爱主的信徒。
My mom really loved the Lord.
她经常会教导我，你应该在主的面前，到主的面前去赎罪。
She always asked me to go and confess my sin before the Lord.
在我妈妈没来到澳洲之前，我很少来到我们的教堂，就是偶尔一两个月我会来一趟。
Before my mom came to Australia, I seldom come to church, maybe once every 2 months.
自从去年11月份我妈来的时候，我妈说，哎，澳洲有教堂吗？你能带我去教堂吗？
My mom came to Australia last November, and she said to me, there are many churches in here, I'll take you to the church.
然后我把我妈带到这个教堂来。
So I took my mom to this church.
后来我其实也蛮感谢我妈，因为是我妈，然后在我面前一直教导我主是何等爱我们，然后把我带到主的面前来。
I really thank my mom. She always told me the Lord loves you, and she took me before the Lord.
从那开始，我觉得到教堂是一个很喜悦的事情。
So I felt that coming to church is really a joyful thing.
我喜欢到教堂来听弟兄姐妹们述讲，来听弟兄姐妹跟弟兄姐妹们一起来唱诗歌。
I love coming to the church to sing hymns with brothers and sisters.
偶尔在家的时候，我做一些事情的时候，我心里哼的是我们的诗歌，而不是现在的流行歌曲。
And when I'm doing house chores in my house, what I sing in my heart is the hymns, not those pop songs.
我相信这就是主慢慢的把我带到他的面前。
I believe this shows that the Lord has slowly bringing me before Him.
在一次不经意的时候，我妈给我看了一段视频。
Occasionally, my mom showed me one video clip.
那是就一段耶稣是怎么被他们横打，然后钉在十字架上。
The video clip showing how Jesus, our Lord, was tortured and then crucified on the cross.
我妈告诉我，你看耶稣在这样子被他们横行拷打的时候，他还告诉神要赦免他们的罪，他们是无知的。
My mom told me, even Jesus was so cruelly tortured, he still said, asked the Lord to forgive their sin because they knew nothing.
主为我们做了这么多，为了我们千千万万人受这么多的苦。
The Lord has done so much for us and suffered so much for tens of thousands of people.
而我们能为他们做点什么？
So what can I do for him?
我们什么都做不到。
I could do nothing.
我想说，今天我站在这里，就是对主最好的报答。
I want to say that the fact that I can stand here, it is all I can do for him.
感谢主，今天让我这个罪人与他同时同埋葬而重复生。
Thank the Lord that me, a sinner like me, can be died with him, buried with him, and arise with him.
虽然我现在说实话，我不是真正的很了解神的意义，但我从现在起，我愿意与主从婴儿慢慢的从爬，而慢慢的学会走。
To be honest, I don't know much about God, but I'm willing to grow from a baby to grow in Christ and follow Him.
好，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主，那我们今天这么多的兄弟姐妹啊，也在这个主里里面在这边团聚。我是来自福建，我叫黄龙。
I come from Fujian. My name is Huang Long.
今天呢，这位弟兄，刚才我们所介绍的，本来今天受浸的是十二位，然后就是因为我的原因，今天变成了十三位。
Originally, we only had 12 brothers and sisters to be baptized. So because of me, I became the 13th person to be baptized.
其实很多东西呢， 我们冥冥之中感到是很奇妙的。
I felt something really amazing in me.
我今天之前我是接受了报名那个受洗。
Originally, I enrolled for being baptized.
但是因为有些原因，我又放弃了这次受洗。
For some reason, I gave up.
但是我今天过来，大家，我刚才上台有没有发现我的裤子后面都湿了？因为我今天本来就没准备接受这次受洗。
So when I came this morning, I didn't plan to be baptized.
所以衣服什么都没带。
So I didn't carry any of my clothes.
但是当我今天走进这个教堂。
But as soon as I stepped in this church,
听到这位弟兄所介绍的。
I heard our brother Yan Ling's message.
受洗的意义。
About the meaning of the baptism.
让我感到心里，听了以后让我感到心里一阵阵的刺痛。
That his words pierced my heart.
因为让我感到我是个无知的人。
It makes me realize that I know nothing.
我就好像早上那位弟兄说的。
As the message says this morning.
有些人信主，但是他是想在等自己做的最好了以后，再去接受主的受洗。
Some people already believe in the Lord, but they want to wait until they can do better and perfectly before they are baptized.
这个就好比针对他是说，就是我这种人。
I felt that he's talking to me.
因为我这次放弃这次受洗的事，之前放弃这次受洗，就是因为我感觉我自己做的还不够。
Because the reason I gave up to be baptized is because I felt that I haven't done enough.
我想等我自己以后做好了再来接受受洗。
I wanted to wait until I can do better, then be baptized.
但是圣灵告诉我。我们是凡人。
But the Holy Spirit told me that we are nobody.
我们永远不可能做到什么都是好的，我们只能争取做到最好。
We can never be able to do perfectly.
当我听到他那些演讲的时候，我就坐在那边，感觉对这次放弃的受洗，真的心里感到很难过。
And when I heard the message, I felt really sorry about me giving up to be baptized earlier.
因为脑子里老是浮现出那些主曾经给我的那些恩赐，给我的那些荣耀，那些恩赐，老是在恩典给我的恩典。
I was constantly reminded with the many graces that the Lord had shown me in the past.
老是在我的脑海里浮现出。
They kept reminding me in my head.
我最初。认识耶稣的时候是在我很小的时候。
The first time I became to know God, I was very young.
说来很奇妙。
It's very interesting.
我之前从一个乡下住在乡下的一个地方，然后有天晚上很晚的时候才回家。
I lived in the countryside, and one night I came home very late.
那时候我妈告诉我，我才五岁左右。
Mom told me that I was only 5 years old then.
当我从一个偏僻的地方找到家的时候
，While I was passing, I was walking through a very remote area towards my home.
我整个人变得不是一个正常的我。
All of a sudden, I changed. I became insane.
到家以后
，When I arrived home,
突然又哭，突然又笑。
I cried suddenly and I laughed suddenly.
而且说着我妈也听不懂的方言。
I was talking language that no one could understand.
这个当时在我五岁的小孩来说，这个按他们老人来说应该都知道这些东西。
According to this kind of thing happened to a 5-year-old. I guess maybe old people all knew what happened.
然后我妈就把我送到了我们当地的教会。
Mom took me to our local church.
那些长老他们还有那些弟兄姐妹为我祷告。
Elders and brothers and sisters all prayed for me.
到了第二天，我奇妙的正常了。
And by next morning, I was recovered. Amazing.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
是主医治了我。
The Lord healed me.
在后面，这个是我很小的时候的事情。再后来就是前两年吧。
A few years ago.
在之间我开始慢慢慢慢，可能因为很多东西，我就慢慢慢慢也离了主。但是前两年
gradually and I drifted away from God.
发生在我一个堂叔身上的事情，让我又重新认识到了主。
And something happened to my cousin a few years ago, had to pull me back to God.
那我感觉主的恩赐是无处不在的。
And I realized that the Lord's grace is everywhere.
因为我堂叔他也是一个不信无信的无信派的那种。
One of my uncle, he is an atheist.
当他那个得了一个肝癌的时候
，When he got the liver cancer,
他开始接受我们的主。
He started to receive the Savior.
但是他所做的事情不是我们基督人所该做的事情。
But what he did is still not what a Christian is supposed to do.
他是口头向主，心里无向主。
He believed in the Lord only with the lips, but in his heart, he didn't really believe.
但是当他去世的时候
When he was passing away,
我们的主还是敞开心怀接受了他
Our Lord still accepted him.
因为得了肝癌的人
Because for those patients who have liver cancer,
他之前的脸色什么就是全部整个脸色是黑的身上是无血的那种没有血气的
His face is very dark.
但是当他去世以后
But when he was dying,
我们的那些弟那个教会的弟兄姐妹还有牧师过来帮他祷告
The pastors and brothers and sisters surrounded him praying for him.
但是祷告完以后几分钟
A few minutes after we prayed,
奇妙的事发生了
Amazing things happened.
整个人他的整个人的脸色跟血气全部恢复过来了
His face brightened up and it looks like he's having blood
看过去就好像正常的人躺在那边睡觉
He looks so normal like a normal person was sleeping there
真的感谢主
I really praise the Lord
在他无知的一个情况下当他最后的那天主还是接受了他
Although he was ignorant but on his last dayThe Lord still accepted him.
让他脱离了病痛
And he was delivered out of the pain of the sickness.
再到主的身边
And he was taken to be with the Lord.
感谢主
Praise the Lord.
谢谢
Thank you.
大家好，我也是来自中国的福建。
Good morning. I also come from Fujian. My name is Jerry Lin.
今天是2016年5月1号。
Today is 1st of May 2016.
我正式归入的基督教。
Officially, I'm baptized into Jesus Christ.
在我第一次接触到基督教的时候
，When I first heard of Christianity.
那是我小时候。
I was very young.
所以说，因为我出生在基督教的家庭。
Because I was born into a Christian family.
我家五代信主。
There are 5 generations in my household that believe in the Lord.
所以说从小就开始学习诗歌。
So since very young, I learned to sing hymns.
学习祈祷。
Learn to pray to God.
那时候一切都是听从大人说的做。
And everything I did was just follow what the parents told me.
但长大以后，因为学习上的繁忙，还有生活中的琐事。
As I grew up, because the busy study and the many other things happening in my life.
也很少去教堂。
I don't go to church very often.
也很少去亲近主。
And I don't be, I'm not very close to the Lord.
当我知道当我遇上困难的时候或者信心不足的时候我会立即闭上眼睛去祷告
But I know when I meet difficulties or I feel lack of faith I will close my eyes and pray to him
在有一次我参加一个很重要的考试的时候
Once I was attending a very important exam
在考试之前我拼命的复习
Before the exam I studied really hard
但是我觉得还是有点不足
But I still felt it's not enough
于是我便祷告
So I prayed
让神在我考试的时候能够陪伴在我的左右
Asking God could be with me while I was doing the exam
叮嘱我一定要细心
And reminding me to be careful
果真我的祷告真奏了效
And God heard my prayer
当我完成考试的时候
After I finished my exam
我没有像平常那样没有检查
I didn't just hand in the my paper without checking like what I usually do.
我心中有一个声音。
There's a voice in me.
他叫我返回第一道题检查。
Asking me to go back to the first question.
果然我找出不少的错误。
And then I found a lot of mistakes I made.
之后我正好以超出录取线两分的分数进入那所学校。
And eventually, it turned out that I just got enough mark to be admitted.
那正是神的眷顾与保守。
That is really grace from God, and He's keeping on me.
我还记得陈锡珍弟兄说过一句话。
I remember the brother Christian Chen said.
神从我们的心里打开了那扇门。
God will open that door from within our heart.
他用自己的宝血洗净了我们的罪。
And He will cleanse our sins with His precious blood.
他为了我们牺牲了自己。
For us, for me, He sacrificed His life.
他走上了十字架。
He went up to the cross.
这一次是伟大的、神圣的字句。
This is a holy and the greatest act.
有什么理由不让我们亲近他？
What are the reasons that I should not be close to him?
有什么理由不让我们服侍他？
What other reason do I have that I will not serve him?
所以非常感谢今天今天我有这个机会来跟随神。
Praise the Lord for giving me this opportunity to follow him today.
让我完全归纳了基督。
So that I'll be completely unto his name.
现在我愿意接受并承认基督耶稣是我的个人的救主。
Now I'm willing to accept and to confess that Jesus Christ is my Savior.
我愿意在以后的生活中活在他的恩典与荣耀之中。
I'm willing to live in his grace in my future days.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
今天是五月一号，中国人特别日子，也是我的特别日子。我来自福建。
I come from Fujian. Today, the 1st of May, is a special day for China, and it's a special day in my life.
我跟大家分享一下我的，就是说过程见证。
你的名字先介绍一下。
哦，我叫任志强。我叫任志强。
This is a brother, 任志强。He's going to share with you how he came to believe the Lord.
我是做机波。有一次我在工地里面捡到一个三星的手机。
I'm doing Gblocks, and once on the field, I pick up a mobile phone, Samsung mobile phone.
屏幕上面显示的是韩国字体。
On the screen, there are many Korean letters.
我去把手机交到 builder 手上，让他还给资主。
So I gave this mobile phone to the owner builder for him to give it back to whoever lost the phone.
我平常是坐老板车上下班。
I usually my boss gave me a lift to work.
那天老板早走，让我自己坐火车回家。
And on that day, my boss left to work earlier, so I had to take a train to go home.
在火车中途的时候，我才发现我的钱包不见了。
In the middle of taking the train, I suddenly found that I lost my wallet.
那天我的钱包里面放了近1000多块钱。
On that day, I put almost $1,000 cash in my wallet.
我在火车厢内找。
I was walking on the carriage.
我又坐火车返回去找，都找不到。
I took the train and go back to where I came from, and I couldn't find it anywhere.
事后我回到家，我向家人抱怨，好人没有好报。
Afterwards, when I got home, I complained to my families that a good person was not paid good.
今天日语刚刚捡了别人的东西，主动交还到别人手上，不求有好报，但也不要有恶报，来个丢钱包。
I picked up a wallet, I picked up a mobile phone and gave back to the head of the field.And I do not wish someone will pay me the same good, but at least I shouldn't suffer this.
家人却告诉我。
But my family told me that.
我应该静下心来向主祷告，让捡到钱包的人拿到钱，其他重要的证件能返还归给我。
I should calm down myself and pray to God for him to move the person, whoever that found my wallet, to give it back to me.
我说如果捡到钱包的人能把钱包还给我，我就信主。
I said, if he could return my wallet back to me, then I would believe in the Lord.
这事后又过了几天。
After a few days,
既然有人联系我老婆说，有人捡到我的钱包，让我去认领。
Someone contacted my wife saying that my wallet was picked up by someone and asked me to go back and take it.
我说钱肯定是不在了。
I said, well, definitely the money will be gone.
最多是银行卡与证件在。
Maybe just the ID cards and bank cards.
我家人说你要真心向主祷告。
My family told me that pray to God sincerely.
是主的看护才让我失而复得。
It's only by His grace that you could find something you lost.
那时候我还是冥顽不灵，依旧不信。
I still didn't believe.
后来我去认领钱包。
And later on, when I went back to take my wallet,
是个印度的人捡到了我的钱包。
It turned out that an Indian found my wallet.
里面不仅仅银行卡证件都在。
All the ID cards, bank cards were there.
连钱一分不少。
Not only that.Not even 1 cent was missing.
事后家人说，这下你信主了吧。
Afterwards, my family said, now you believe in the Lord?
我嘴巴虽然说不信，但还是怀疑。
I said no with my lips, and I was still doubting in my heart.
有一天，教会的姊妹跟我传福音。
One day, a sister in the church preached the gospel to me.
她说我其实心里已经信主了。
I said,she said, actually, you already believe in the Lord in your heart.
只是我肉眼看不到，不死心。
It's just that you couldn't see God with your own eyes, and you were still doubting.
她说我每一周都来教会，虽然很多都听不懂，甚至走神。
She said, see, you come every week, and although you don't understand a lot of things,
可是听一听主的话语。我这一周的工作与生活上的不开心都烟消云散，人很轻松。
But as soon as I heard God's word, all my sufferings, my troubles, my doubts will be relieved, and I feel relaxed.
我现在的情况就像主去敲我的心门。
My situation was like as if the Lord is outside the door of my heart and knocking at it.
这个门外面却没有把手。
But there is no handle outside of this door.
只能我自己去在里面去打开。
The handle is inside. Only me can open the door.
去接纳并相信主，让主进来。
To ask the Lord to come into my heart.
可我一直让主在外面敲门，我却以为我主从来没有来过。
But I left the Lord outside the door, knocking at it, and I thought he has never arrived.
又过了一段时间。
Then after another period of time,
在工地里面一起干活的同事捡到了一张神教的银行卡。
One of my colleagues working with me, found a bank card belongs to the St. George Bank.
那是一张可以直接刷卡的那种银行卡。
It's a debit card that you can take money from the ATM directly.
我对他说，你应该把银行卡还给人家，下次你丢东西的时候，主也会帮你把东西找回。
I told him you should give this back to whoever lost it, and next time if you lose something, the Lord will give it back to you.
在我的帮助下，我们找到了失主，跟他核实了身份，并且把卡还给失主。
And under my help, we found owner successfully, and we checked the identity, and we give it back to whoever lost it.
其实不知不觉，我已经做了一个很简单的传福音。
Unknowingly, I was actually preaching the gospel.
如果我不相信主，又怎么会说这样的话呢
？If I don't believe in the Lord, how could I say this to my colleague?
下班后，我把这件事告诉家人。
After I finished work, I told this incident to my families.
我家人说，这是主让我讲见证。
My family said, "You are testifying for the Lord."
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
好，我的见证就是。
This is my sharing.
手机拿出来一下吧，我手机写的文章写的手机可以讲吗？
你介绍一下你的。
好的。大家好，我叫汪康俊，来自于中国的温州。
Hi.I'm Wang Kangjun, coming from Wenzhou, China.
今天是一个很特殊的日子。
Today is a happy and special day for me.
我在这一天参加了受浸的仪式。
I was baptized here.
成为了一个真正的基督徒。
I became a real Christian.
这个受洗仪式既是一个盟约，也是一个宣誓。
This baptism, it is a covenant between me and God.
也就是说，在未来的日子里。
That is to say, in my future days.
无论是顺境、逆境、健康、疾病、富有或者贫穷，都不能让我与耶稣基督相分离。
Whether it's good or bad, healthy or sickness, nothing could stop me from following my Lord.
在我小的时候，我曾经接触过基督教。当那个时候年幼，根本不懂得参加教堂做礼拜的意义。
While I was very small, I knew about Christianity, but I never went to church to attend any meetings.
后来在学校里面又受到无神论的影响，认为神是不存在的，对宗教的概念也是很模糊。
And during school education time, I accepted atheism, and I thought there was no God.
直到2013年的一天，一次特殊的经历永远改变了我对基督教的认识。
Then something happened in 2013, which changed my view about Christianity.
那一天我坐飞机从上海飞往温州。
On that day, I took a flight from Shanghai to 温州。
可是由于飞机的故障，导致飞机起飞延误了。
But the plane was delayed.
所有的乘客都只能在候机厅里面等待。
All the passengers was waiting in the waiting room.
我听到我身旁坐有两位老年的夫妇，用温州话讲，就是讲他们想给家里人打一个电话，但是两个人的手机都没有电了，只能干着急。
I heard a conversation of an old couple sitting next to me saying they want to give a phone call to their families, but their mobile phone were running out of battery.
听到他们这样说，我就把我的充电宝借给他们使用。
So hearing that, I lent them my phone recharger for them to use.
他们在给家里人打完电话之后，就询问我是否有宗教的信仰。
After they called their families, they asked me whether I believe in anything.
我告知他们我没有宗教的信仰，只是有一些基本的概念而已。
I told them I didn't believe in anything, but I had certain concepts about religion.
他们于是就对我说，他们是基督徒，刚刚从耶路撒冷回来。
Then they told me that they are Christians, just coming back from Jerusalem.
于是他们就跟我分享了一些圣经上面的故事。
They shared with me some stories in the Bible.
包括神是怎样创造世界的，圣经的新约等事情，让我感触很深。
Including how God created the world, and that moved me very much.
后来因为各种原因，我和他之间就没有再联系了。但是那天的经历令我很难忘。
And then from certain reasons we couldn't contact each other, but the conversation on that day was very unforgettable to me.
后来就是今年我来到了澳洲。
Then this year I came to Australia.
我租进了林肖春先生家里。没多久我跟他的交流当中，我也得知他是一名基督徒。
And I lived with a brother.Through conversation, I learned that he is also a Christian.
他就带我来到了我们的教会。
He took me to this church.
我实在是觉得这是主耶稣带我过来的。
I felt that it is the Lord Jesus who was leading me here.
主耶稣一直在天上指引我，希望救赎我，才能把我领带到这里。
The Lord Jesus has been watching me from heaven, and He has led me here.
感谢主耶稣，谢谢。
Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you.
兄弟姐妹大家好。
Greetings to you, brothers and sisters.
我是来自中国福建的。
I come from 福建 China.
是，我给大家做一个。我叫施美云。
I'm 施美云。
我给大家讲一个见证。
I'll tell you a story.
我 在中国的时候，我就我的亲戚还有我姐妹，我母亲都是有基督教的。
Back in China, my family's relatives, they all believe in Christ.
但是我都没很少，不是说没去，就是很少去教堂。
I don't go to church very often back in China.
但是来到欧洲
，But here in Australia,
来到欧洲我也很少很少去教堂。
After I came here, I rarely went to church either.
但是经过这一次，3月29号的一件事情。
After something happened on the 29th of March,
因为我早上开了一部四小的车，就是很小的一部车。
When I was driving in a very small car that morning,
开出来的时候，那个轮胎坏掉了。
When I started, the tire popped.
那我就家里人就说你把车放在家里，我修一下，你再开出去。
My family asked me to leave the car at home and they will fix it. Afterwards, I could drive away.
我把车开到那个门外，又漏油了，漏汽油了。
And when I drove the car outside my door, I found that the petrol was leaking too.
那我家里人就说，那你换一部大部的 车开去上班吗
？So my family asked me to swap to a bigger car and drive to work.
但是开去上班的时候，因为那一天是放假的时候，我弟弟还有我儿子都在这边。下班了，他们两个就说，你帮我开回去，我也不愿逛一大圈的路回家里。我说可以。
So it was a holiday. My brothers.Brother-in-law were here, and they asked me to drive the car. My son was here, and they asked me to drive the car back.
但是开到就是在那个 Louisville 那边有一个转弯的时候，我是车开转方向灯已经打停在那边，后面的一部那个 truck 很大的 truck.
And when I was trying to turn right.From a street in Riverwood with my indicators on. There's a very big truck behind me.
从后面把我的车碰了，后面都碰了，
and hit me from the back.
一部车都碰了，就是撞毁，都坏掉了，我报废了。我弟弟还有我三个人，真身一点都没有碰上。
So me, my son and my brother was in the car, and this big truck hit us from behind and destroyed the whole car. But the three of us are safe, and nothing got hurt.
所以我觉得这是主很疼我。
I really thank God because He loved me so much.
所以我觉得我是亏欠主，以前从来没有就说想去教堂的这些。
I owe so much of the God because I never thought about going to church often.
这是主，这是我真的亏欠主，所以说我现在决心，我又跟随主。
So I have now decided to follow our Lord.
谢谢主，感谢主。
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
我是林心宇。
I'm very thankful that I can be baptized today.
感谢主，我今天可以受浸。
The reason that I decided to take this step was because I could feel that God is working within me.
我愿意跨出这一步的原因是因为我感觉到神在我里面感动我。
And it felt like God was telling me to get baptized.
我感觉神告诉我你要受浸了。
I was born in a Christian family, and I've known God since a very young age.
我出生在基督徒的家庭，从小就认识主。
And God has always been part of my life.
神一直是我生命中的一部分。
But when I was young, I didn't really care so much about God.
但是我小的时候却不怎么来爱神。
I know that He existed, but He didn't have any personal meanings or importances to me.
我知道神是存在的，但是他对我个人的生命没有什么意义。
Since last year, I went to family conference.
自从去年在家庭的特会当中
After the conference, I felt like I've learned a lot and taken many good things away from it back home with me.
在那次特会中，我学到很多东西。特会结束以后，也觉得我带了很多东西回到我的生活中。
Family conference have motivated me to participate into other camps.
因为家庭特会所以我也很有动力去参加别的特会，别的营会。
One was Renew, which was designed especially for girls, and the other one was the church youth camp.
一个是叫 Renew 的一个营会是特别为着女孩子准备的，另外一个就是教会的青年营会。
At first, I wasn't planning to go to either of these two camps because I had works and assignment due.
一开始我并没有打算去参加任何一个这样的营会，因为我有很多功课要做。
But I went anyway, and I think it was really important and definitely worth going to.
但是后来我就去了，并且我觉得非常值得。
I'm very grateful that God used these camps to work in my life and grow my faith.
我感谢主，神藉着这几次的特会来帮助我增长我里面的信心。
And I hope that the brothers and sisters here can continue to help me grow in Christ and teach me more about God.
我也希望在座的弟兄姐妹能够继续的帮助我在基督里成长，更加的认识神。
And thank you.
谢谢。
受洗的还有几位没上来发言。
There are still a few brothers and sisters who were baptized, but did not give a testimony.
时间的关系，如果你还想发言呢，你可以把它写成文章。我们有一个见证集，还有一个葡萄树季刊可以帮你出版。
But because of time, if you still like to share your testimonies, please feel free to write in, to write it down and submit to the publication ministry to be put on the Vine magazine or the testimony booklet.
那我们知道，今天十三位的弟兄姐妹受洗归入了主的名下，他们也是加归入了主的教会身体的一部分。
We know that there are 13 brothers and sisters who were baptized today. They were baptized unto the name of the Lord, but they also became members of the body of Christ.
那我们可以看见说，神有很多很多种的方法来拯救各种各样不同的人。
We can see that God has different ways to save different people.
那从他们刚才做的见证里边，我们也看见有不同的背景，我们很感恩。
From their testimonies, we also learn that they all come from different backgrounds. So we thank the Lord for that.
刚才这个最后一位小姐妹，她受洗，其实她跟第一位受洗的林俊杰，他们属于同一个家族的人。
So the last one, Rebecca Lin and Jerry Lin, they actually came from the same family. Same.
我相信今天她家里的人特别特别高兴。
I believe that their family members will be very happy.
因为我认识他们的太祖父。
I know their great-grandpa, great-grandfather.
就是刚才在这里开头在讲到的眼林弟兄的爷爷。
That's the grandfather of Brother Lin, John Lin.He was speaking earlier.
他们的太祖父有一个非常非常单一的心智。
The great grandfather had a single heart to serve the Lord.
他好像虽然在地上生活，但是他却有一个非常简单的生活依据跟目的。
So even though he lives on the earth, he lives, had a very simple pursuit, purpose.
他不管见到什么人，包括见到他自己家里的孩子、孙子。
Whoever he sees, including his own children and grandchildren,
他总是劝勉他们，你要爱主。
He always exhorts them to love God.
我相信他家里如果是娶媳妇、嫁孩子、嫁女儿呢，都是只有一个要求。
So I believe that there's only one requirement in the family when they are looking for a marriage partner for their children or grandchildren. That is,
他们必须是信主的。
They must be Christians.
所以他给我留下一个很深、很深的印象。
So he gave me a deep impression.
今天他家里的曾孙子一代。也已经很多个被主得着了。
So we thank the Lord that amongst his great grandchildren, there are many of them have believed in the Lord.
我相信他们家里的人特别特别的高兴。
I believe that the family will be very joyful.
比他的孩子们拿到大学奖金还要好得多。
More joyful than if, as if they, they receive a scholarship.
不过同时我也在这里顺便的提到一件事。
But I would like to remind one thing.
正如刚才一位姐妹做见证的时候说的。
Just like a sister, just shared.
她也是生在基督徒的家庭。
She was also born in a Christian family.
但是基督徒的家庭出来的小孩并不意味着她就自动成为基督徒。
But just because you were brought up in a Christian family doesn't mean that you automatically become a Christian.
每个人都必须亲自的跟耶稣碰面。
Every one of us needs to meet the Lord Jesus personally.
而且我也盼望刚刚受洗的弟兄姐妹能够记得。
I also hope that the brothers and sisters who were baptized We remember this.
你们不是加入基督教。
That you did not join Christianity.
你们是因信耶稣而成为了属于耶稣基督的人。
But you become people who belong to the Lord Jesus Christ by faith.
刚才也有很多见证说到，主听了你的祷告，你经历了一些很。主给你恩典的眷顾。
Many testimonies share that the Lord has listened to your prayer, how the Lord has been looking after you.
但是你记得刚才早晨的时候，你受洗之前，眼灵弟兄就跟大家讲到受洗的意义的时候。
But remember, Brother John Ling shared the meaning of baptism this morning.
那是意味着你愿意定义。把自己交出来，要来跟从耶稣。
It means that you have made a determination to follow the Lord.
当然，主很恩待每一个属他的人。
Yes, the Lord is gracious to everyone who belongs to Him.
他也把你的幸福、把你的前途当作他自己的责任。
And it's His responsibility to look after us, to look watch over us.
但是他要得着一个比你外边以为最好的东西还要重要的多的事情。
But he would like you to receive something that is far more important than outward circumstances.
记得耶稣说，我来是要给人得生命，而且要得丰盛的生命。
The Lord Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly.
我们的追求可能是在生命之外的许多的祝福。
Perhaps we are pursuing many other blessings apart from life.
但是当你今天决志要跟随耶稣的时候
，But today when you have determined to follow the Lord Jesus,
我盼望你能够被提醒，从今天开始，你不再属于自己。
I hope you will be reminded that from now on, you no longer belong to yourself.
你是愿意照着主的吩咐来生活。
that you are to live according to the Lord's command.
因为主不只救了你，主也赐圣灵在你里边，在凡事上要教导你。
For the Lord not only has he saved you, he has also given you the Holy Spirit to teach you in all things.
他不只要教导你，而且他要在你的里边磨造耶稣基督的生命性情在你的里边。
Not only will he teach you all things, he will also mold you into the image of his son Jesus Christ.
我真的盼望我们每个人都记得基督徒这个名称非常非常的尊贵，也非常非常的严肃。
I hope you all remember that this name Christian is such an honorable and such a serious title.
当人能够称我们是一个基督徒的时候，就意味着我们给人的印象是我们已经是属于耶稣的人。
When people call us Christians, the impressions that we give to them is that we are ones who belong to Him.
或者说我们是像耶稣的人。
Or we are the ones, the people who are like Christ.
刚才你在受洗的时候，弟兄姐妹为你们唱一首诗歌。
When you were baptized, the brothers and sisters sang a song.
世界在背后。
The world is behind me.
十架。在前头。
The cross is before me.
我盼望你不要被我们吓倒。
I hope you will not be scared.
但是我们是如实的把主的话来告诉你的。
But indeed we are telling the truth from the word of God.
因为你如果来信主，仍然只想着叫主给你许多属地的成功，你迟早要非常失望。
For if you're only seeking after many earthly success, then you will be disappointed one day.
因为主要求的是，你如果跟从主，第一件事就是背起十字架，不要你的自己。
For the first requirements of the Lord to follow him is to take up the cross and deny yourself.
而且许多的事实告诉我们。
And many facts have been telling us.
当很多地上的东西、成就、名誉、财富不再摸到你的心的时候。
Then when the earthly success, fame, wealth can no longer touch your heart.
可能你会得着他。
Then perhaps you will receive them.
因为那些已经不再占有你的心。
For these things can no longer take possession of your heart.
当你的心一直留在这些事情的上边的时候。
But when your things are still taking possession by these earthly success, perhaps you will not be able to receive.
就算你得着他，你是得着一个重担。
Even if you do receive it, you have received such a burden.
因为这些不会成为你生命的帮助，反而成为你生命的难主。
For all these gains will no longer be gains, but indeed loss.
所以我在这里只有一点点的劝勉。
And that I would like to give a little bit of encouragement.
你今天受洗了，你开始走一条跟从主的路。
Now that you have been baptized, you are on a journey to follow the Lord.
就是说你凡事要尊主为大。
That is, the law needs to have the preeminence in all the things that you do. That you need to have this continuous prayer.
主，求你施恩在我身上，不要放手。
Lord, may you be gracious to me and do not let go.
我要讨你喜欢，我要像你。
I want to please you. I want to be like you.
那你会发现，历史上发生在许许多多基督徒身上的奇迹，就要天天也发生在你的身上。
And you will discover the many miracles that have been happening to the Christians in the past, and these will also happen to you.
所以刚才眼林弟兄在开头的时候也说到，他对你们有几个盼望。
So at the very beginning, Brother John Lin said that he has a few hopes for you.
不要忘记要读圣经。
Remember to read the Bible.
我不知道你们家里有没有圣经，如果没有呢，再贵的圣经你必须去买一本。
Not sure if you have a Bible. If you don't have one, please buy one. Doesn't matter how expensive it is.
第二， 不要停止，凡事接着祷告来求问主。
Do not stop praying and entrusting, committing all things to God.
因为透过祷告，你可以经历神行奇妙的事。
For through prayer, you will experience God doing miracles in your life.
还有一点，你不要忘记保持跟同坐基督徒的弟兄姐妹的交往，包括来参加各种可能的聚会。
And do not forsake the gathering together with the other saints, including coming to the meetings.
因为原因很简单。
The reason is quite simple.
你如果只是一块炭，哪怕你烧得很红，一阵子你就熄掉了。
If you're just a single piece of charcoal, doesn't matter how hot you are, you will get cold if you're left outside.
你如果跟其他的炭火放在一起，就烧得很旺，很久，不会熄灭。
But if you're put together with the other charcoals in the furnace, then you'll be burning brighter and brighter.
但是我要恭喜你的是，
but I'd like to congratulate you.
你在人生中做了一件最正确、最有意思的选择。
That you have made most correct and important and meaningful decision in your life.
因为主说过，他爱世上属自己的人，就爱他到底。
For the Bible tells us that the Lord loves those who belong to Him, and He loved them to the utmost.
所以不管你跑到哪里去，在哪一个环境当中，记得你是属主的，没有什么好害怕。
So no matter where you go, no matter what circumstances you are in, remember that you belong to the Lord, and there's nothing to be afraid of.
你也活得讨主的喜欢，他一定负你一切的责任。
Remember to please the Lord, and the Lord will be responsible for all the things that happen to you.
好，我只有一点点的劝勉，但是我盼望学习住在主的里边，照着圣灵在你们里边的鼓励和帮助。
So this is my encouragement to you. Remember to dwell in the Lord, and learn to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit.
好，我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your grace.
我们稀奇你这么奇妙的大爱。
We are amazed by your great love.
今天有十三位弟兄姐妹在这里做了美好的见证。
Today, 13 brothers and sisters have given a good testimony before us.
我们也看见圣灵奇妙的工作。
And we see how the Holy Spirit has been working amazingly in their lives.
主，愿你在教会中得着你该得的荣耀。
Lord, may you receive all the glory in your church.
你的爱更丰盛的彰显在教会的当中。
May your love be manifest more and more in your church.
我们为着今天受洗的十三位弟兄姐妹向你感恩。
For the 13 brothers and sisters who were baptized, we give you thanks.
也把他们恭敬的放在你恩典的眷顾之下。
And we entrust them in your merciful, in your gracious hand.
主，谁陪伴着他们走他们以后一生的道路。
We accompany them to walk the way of their lives.
使用他们成为一个让恩典流通的管道。
Use them to become channels of blessings.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
在你的家中，你也给我们这些巨大的喜乐。
You gave us such great joy in your house.
让我们已经信你多年的弟兄姐妹懂得如何来为这般初信的弟兄姐妹来祷告和守望。
Help us, Lord, who have been believing you for many years, to learn to pray and care for these brothers and sisters.
我们愿荣耀归给你自己的名。
May you receive all the glory.
奉主的名求。
Pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
聚会就停在这里。